Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne Twichell. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Wayne Twichell. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood misplays the ball. That's an error on Youngblood. Cash moves to third. Cromartie moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Carter goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Expos. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Youngblood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Wayne Twichell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Twichell is 0 for 1 in the game. Twichell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash strikes out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive towards the mound. Twitchell catches it and throws to first to double up Cranepool. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Perez takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Flynn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear strikes out. There goes Carter. The throw from Hodges to second, and Carter is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Sam Mahias now playing right field. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Foster pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-for-2 in the game. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mahias. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Boisclair moves to third. Will McEnany now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Leo Foster now playing second base. Bruce Boisclair now playing first base. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Bob Myrick now pitching. Will McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cromarty moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boisclair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Don Stanhouse now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Youngblood moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flynn for the out. Youngblood moves to third. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 4-3, Expos. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to third. Randle moves to second. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boisclair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Sam Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boisclair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 3 in the game. Spear is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner pinch hits for Bob Myrick. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Don Stanhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanhouse is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Cash steals second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dawson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 3 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns pinch hits for Doug Flynn. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash misplays the ball. That's an error on Cash. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.